This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Archdiocese of Boston has agreed to pay $85 million to settle more than 500 lawsuits by people who claim they were abused by priests. It's the largest known settlement of sex abuse claims against a U.S. diocese. The deal was finalized late this afternoon in a Boston court. Monica Brady Myroff joins us now live from the Suffolk County Courthouse. Monica, with more than 500 victims, how does this money get divided up?
Well, the $85 million will be awarded in individual awards according to the level of injury and the length of injury and what it's cost in their life. Basically, a mediator is going to be taking each case individually and looking at it to determine how much they'll receive, and they could receive anywhere between $80,000 and $300,000. The plaintiffs have 37 days, to opt into the agreement or out of it, and the judge in this case said for those who opt out of it, she said the courtroom doors will be open.
And the new Archbishop, Sean O'Malley, came to Boston saying that he wanted to speed up the resolution of these suits. Did he play a key role in getting this deal made?
Yes. Lawyers said that today, that this past week, they looked very far apart from an agreement. And then Archbishop O'Malley came into a negotiating session Sunday, to their surprise, an evening session, stayed for more than 6 hours. And he apparently had in hand this $85 million offer, and that sped up and really caused the breakthrough in this agreement. Archbishop O'Malley has said it's always been his top priority to settle these cases. In fact, he made the first settlement offer for $65 million just about 9 days after he was installed as Archbishop, and he replaced Cardinal Bernard Law, who, as you know, resigned in disgrace over his handling of these clergy sexual abuse cases.
Well, when the diocese first put their offer on the table, they said that they would be hard-pressed to come up with that amount. I guess it was first $55 million, then $65 million. Any word now on how the diocese will come up with $85 million?
The Archdiocese has made no comment on that yet, but we know from past comments that they'll be looking to their insurance companies to come up with the majority of it. These companies provided coverage to the church during many of the years that the alleged abuse took place, but there's no comment from them yet as to whether they may look to sell church property to cover this settlement.
Money certainly won't compensate for what's happened to the victims, but how important is today's agreement in getting past the scandal?
It's extremely important. Many of the victims have said they want the settlement just to move forward. And they also, I think, from what I've heard, will be pleased with provisions in the settlement that don't have anything to do with money, but have to do with including them as a voice on future clergy, on future boards in the archdiocese that look at clergy abuse charges. So for them, they say it wasn't all about the money. It was about getting a larger voice within the archdiocese.
Have we heard from any of the victims any response yet to the settlement?
Many of them said they're pleased with it, and they were hugging and shaking hands and looking tearful with their lawyers in the courtroom soon after the settlement was announced.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Monica.
You're welcome.
WBUR reporter Monica Brady Myroff speaking to us live from the Suffolk County Courthouse in Boston. Mm-hmm.